Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Oh, yeah. Bill B's back tonight. Let's go.
What do you mean, as in he's not fired?
We won. We got to win. Do your job. We are Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, ESPNU. If you're watching on ESPNU, you see the Do Your Job shirt. That's right. Patriots last night beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 21-18. Two straight losses at home for the Steelers to two-win teams, Arizona and New England, in back-to-back weeks. Bailey Zappe with three touchdowns for New England. Mitch Trubisky, yeah, not very good. Rushing touchdown and passing touchdown, but also had an interception for the Pittsburgh Steelers. The fans were ruthless all over him all night long. Pittsburgh had a late penalty on a punt that probably should not have been a penalty on them and should have been on New England, which would have given Pittsburgh a first down with a chance to potentially tie the game on a field goal. The Steelers are now 7-6. The rest of the way, they play teams that are 500 or better the entirety of the way. And now we have a situation in Pittsburgh where they are hovering around a streak. And Pat Costello provides us at different times moments where he's over it, right? Where he's over different things. He's annoyed by things. He has a Mike Tomlin reaction, "I'm over it," that I wanted to present to the two of you. Pat, go ahead with the "I'm over it" from Mike Tomlin, if you may.
Well, I get why Steelers fans would be so frustrated with what's going on with Mike Tomlin, because he is a Super Bowl champion and we can't take that away from him. They haven't been back. They haven't even really been close to the Super Bowl in 13 years. He's 3-7 since the last time they were in the Super Bowl. So it's great that he's 500 or above 500, but it's not getting you anywhere. You're not accomplishing anything with that. You're just making the playoffs and then getting bounced almost immediately every year. So I get why Steelers fans are so frustrated.
So Mike Tomlin's been the coach of the Steelers for what? This is his 17th year?
16th
year. Mm-hmm. He's never had a record under 500, and that's not impressive to you, Pat?
It's fine.
How is that fine when no other coach in the NFL does that?
Because it's not leading to anything. Like, what?
It's leading to you being in the playoffs, which you've done 10 of the 16 years he's been the head coach. And sorry, in order to win a championship, you actually got to get into the postseason.
Exactly.
And in this stretch where they're at right now, in the twilight of Roethlisberger's career and now transitioning to whatever's next, whether it's Kenny Pickett or another option, this guy gives you an opportunity to continue to be competitive. Like right now, we're sitting there saying before these last two losses that this team was more likely than not to be in the postseason. So I guess that's the part that I get tripped up on, because when you start looking at, you know, some of the better head coaches around the league, hell, when you look at the head coach on the other sideline last night's game and Bill Belichick, those two guys are cooking with about the same ingredients, and yet there's nothing close in terms of the meal that they've made in Pittsburgh as opposed to what the New England Patriots are doing. So that's why I don't know how you can not be impressed with what Mike Tomlin has done, even though his team hasn't had success in the playoffs once they get there in recent memory.
Pat, let's just get clarification on this. Are you saying Mike Tomlin is overrated, or the Mike Tomlin storyline is overrated?
The storyline, the him being over 500 every year is just like, it's not that important if you're not actually doing anything with it.
But he hasn't won a Super Bowl
in 15 years.
But like, they're always good. They always overachieve in the regular season. Well, not always. They have overachieved in the regular season.
Yes.
Okay, maybe you want to say there's an argument they've underachieved in the postseason, but they're playing in the Brady and now Mahomes era in the AFC. This is not playing, and Manning, this is not playing in the NFC where you didn't have Brady or Manning or Mahomes now.
I also think because of the sustained success that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady have had, that it colors unfairly our version of what success looks like in the NFL. That's the outlier. Those guys winning that many titles is the outlier. Let's not somehow diminish what Mike Tomlin's been able to do, because those two together have been able to win so many Super Bowls.
So is the better solution for you, like, Pat, so then there's two options that you're interested in that you haven't seen enough of from Tomlin. It's winning it all or not winning it all. Like, you'd rather them just bottom out and get a top pick in the draft? Is that what you're saying? Because every year, they're at least, in the current modern state, 9-8. You know how many other franchises would sign up for every year to be at least that and not have to pick a top of the draft?
I just don't see a gap between him and, like, Mike McCarthy. To me, they're on equal footing. They both have won Super Bowl. They both are basically in the same place every year. And we're talking about Mike McCarthy potentially being fired after this season.
Well, but the circumstances matter with McCarthy, and because of the team he's coaching in the Dallas Cowboys having, even though they had a longer...
It's the Steelers. I mean...
Right, the Steelers notoriously don't have a quick hook. The Cowboys, outside of Jason Garrett, have had a little bit... They fired Jimmy Johnson! Or they pushed Jimmy Johnson out. They pushed Landry out.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what do we... Like,
he was there for like 30 years.
Jason
Garrett
matter.
Was 8-8 for like 10 straight seasons, and they kept him around.
I'm stunned by this. 888-729-3776. Let's open this up on the Dr. Pepper call in line. Steelers lose last night. They've lost two games in a row. Is the Mike Tomlin storyline overrated of every year 500 or better? You can be a part of Unsportsmanlike Nation on the Dr. Pepper call in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It's not college football season without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper, the ones fans deserve. CeCe, I'm sure you've been asked and we've asked you a million times how hard it is to win a Super Bowl. Let me go differently on this. How hard is it actually just to get 500 in the NFL, which Tomlin does every single year of his life in the NFL as a head coach?
Well, I think it's next to impossible. I mean, all you got to do is look around the landscape at the best coaches in the National Football League, and all of them have had seasons where they've been below 500. For us to have this large of a sample size with Mike Tomlin, it shows you that this is a guy that can coach above the X's and O's, and this is a guy that can get more than his talent on his roster would suggest. And I think there's something to be said for having the infrastructure in place and having a culture in place that allows you to routinely do that. So, yeah, I don't think it's overblown to continue to point to it, because with each season, it becomes that much more impressive. Because every year that he goes, especially post-Ben Roethlisberger,
yeah,
there are more opportunities for this team to fall flat on its face, and they never do. Now, regardless of whether or not you think they should lose in order to get an upper echelon draft pick, a top draft pick, and maybe get a chance at a dynamic quarterback, I mean, that's just not what the Pittsburgh Steelers do. That's not what Art Rooney II wants. That's not how that organization rolls. And for that team's MO, this is the perfect, and I mean perfect, head coach. And then the other thing about the whole quarterback situation, who's to say that you have to have a top 10 pick in order to get a good quarterback in this league? Like, you can develop a good quarterback if you have a good environment for a young player to step into at that position. If you have a really good defense,
Brock Purdy.
You have a really good skill position core, if you have a stable offensive line, if you have a stable coaching staff, you'll be able to develop people like the Dallas Cowboys did with Dak, like the 49ers did with Brock.
And Jalen Hurts.
And Jalen Hurts was a second-round pick. So, I mean, it's not, you know, you can – The Seattle Seahawks, Russell Wilson was a third-round pick. Like, I get that I'm pointing to outliers.
Lamar.
Morgan.
32.
He was 32. I get that I'm pointing to outliers in this situation, but when you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, what you've done in terms of having stability at the head coaching spot is create an opportunity to be able to find that quarterback, and in between time, you're still finding ways to be competitive and be in the postseason.
And the fact that he hasn't lost the locker room after all these years, and all of these guys in the NFL still want to play for Mike
Not just
Tomlin,
on his team, around the league.
Everybody
when
would sign up to
play
for him.
Blind surveys, everybody said, Mike Tomlin is the number one coach I want to play for.
He's the guy I want to play for. And that's remarkable, because after so many years in the league, a lot of times the message goes stale, and it hasn't for him. I also think it's worth noting that he's having success in that division, where you have Harbaugh, you have Lamar, you have Joe Burrow's emergence. Cleveland hasn't been an easy out, and he's still finding ways to win despite not having a Ben Roethlisberger.
In a weird way, the biggest compliment to Tomlin is we all watched the game last night. More likely than not, based on track record, he's going to finish with a winning record with that football team. Think about that. They will finish most likely with a winning record, and that team that we all saw last night ain't very good. Glenn in Atlantic City, listening on 97.3. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, what's going on? I'm a lifelong Steeler fan, and what I've seen in Mike Tomlin, I appreciate what he's bringing to the table, but like your guy said, they haven't really been a Super Bowl contender in years. Oh, I mean, Tomlin has to look up and down his sideline and think, I don't have the horses. He's bringing three backup quarterbacks to the table. And what they've won games this year, all the smoke and mirrors. And after the last 2 weeks, the smoke is cleared, the mirrors are broken, and we see that they're not a true playoff team on any level.
Okay, wait. Go one step further. Go one step further, Glenn. Do you want him as your head coach moving forward?
Oh, absolutely. I have no problem with him going forward. But you have to take into consideration what your man said. They haven't been a Super Bowl contender in years. Have they finished, have been a decent team through his tenure there? Absolutely. But a Super Bowl contender, it's been a long time. And they do not have the horses on any level right now. You're bringing three backup quarterbacks to the table. You can't win with that. I mean, But that's not Mike Tomlin, though.
That's not his fault. Like that's on the front office, the general manager, the pro scouting department to get the right people in there so Mike Tomlin can have that upper tier success that we're looking for in the NFL. I think the head coach is what's setting the floor for this franchise and for this team, but the quarterback play is what's going to ultimately determine the ceiling. And they've had suspect quarterback play, what, for the last half decade?
It's also really hard to replace the legend.
It's been bad.
Look, Pittsburgh, New England, New Orleans, it's Indianapolis. It is really hard when you have an iconic football player at the quarterback position to find someone to replace that guy. That is one of the hardest. I go back to, again, how does Green Bay do this? Green Bay is going to have 40 years of great quarterback play. Green Bay is to quarterbacks as Pittsburgh is to head coaches. Simple as that. Mm-hmm. And if you want to take that risk, if you're Pittsburgh, of flirting with someone, with the Steelers have never indicated they're doing this, but this is a message to the Steelers fans. If you're not appreciative of that guy getting you to over 500 every single year, you should experience what everyone else, non-Patriots, experiences around the league. The volatility of that position, which you never have, and that guy always gets you into a respectable part of the season.
How much money do you think that the Jets would want to pony up if they could get Mike Tomlin?
Well, does Rodgers want him?
Cleveland.
I wouldn't care if Rodgers wanted him.
Yeah, at that point?
If I could get Mike Tomlin as my head coach.
No, I was saying it in a joking way.
Does Mike Tomlin want Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Because if he don't, get him the hell out of here. If I could get Mike Tomlin?
Exactly.
Like, I think that would be more valuable for the Jets than having Aaron Rodgers.
I'm thinking of franchises who have had a lot of volatility.
Yeah, absolutely.
Always a churn, and how much they would welcome a presence like Mike Tomlin.
I am literally sitting here today in a do-your-job Bill Belichick shirt. I have fought every ounce of anyone coming at Bill Belichick saying he's not back in New England. And the only time that the two of you have ever gotten me to break on this is when you pose the hypothetical of, okay, what if you can get Tomlin? And my response was, like, that's how good this guy is. Last night should actually show you how good he is, not how bad he is. It's somehow, some way, he'll get that team to 9-8. That's real. Real versus fake, coming up next on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio. Is it real?
They're real, and they're spectacular.
Or is it fake? Fake is gonna fake, 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 fake. This is Real versus Fake.
Real versus Fake, brought to you by Real Christmas Trees. Get real and keep it real this holiday season by buying the Real Christmas Trees at Lowe's or wherever Real Christmas Trees are sold. For more information, go to GetRealKeepItReal.com. They're better for the environment. They keep the American Christmas tree farmer in business. And they bring back those holiday memories, the smell, the touch, the feel, the Real Christmas Trees. GetRealKeepItReal.com. Alone, Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Evan Cohen with you. Smalls has real or fake questions for CC and I to answer.
Here we go. First one. This week in the NFL, week 14 is the best NFL weekend of the year. Real or fake?
On paper, it's real.
I'm going to go real just because of the playoff implications. We're closer to the postseason, so all of this stuff is starting to come into focus, and the stakes are that much greater. It changes in terms of the style of football that's being played. It's a little more up-tempo. There's a little more intensity. People are more chippy. I mean, we saw Isaiah Pacheco and Dre Greenlaw get thrown out in week 13. I got to imagine that the spice is only going to get amped up in week 14. So, yeah, I'm going to go real.
We have six games with 500 or better teams against each other. We have a seventh game with Tampa and Atlanta competing for a division. We have two games that if I told you before the season these are going to be the NFC Championship and AFC Championship games, you would believe me. In Dallas, Philadelphia, Buffalo, Kansas City. Now, obviously, you may not with the way Buffalo has played, of course. So, absolutely, on paper, best NFL weekend of the season.
And even some of those non-500 games are intriguing.
Well, yeah, I mean, you brought up the Jets and the Texans as one, potentially, in the Zach Wilson bounce-back game. I don't know, bounce-back. That would indicate he's bouncing back.
Somewhere. Right.
Bounce game, maybe?
He did take an L, so maybe he bounces back, Big Sean style. I don't know. All right, next one. The college football playoff has taken away the allure of the Heisman. Real or fake?
Real. But I'm going to give you other reasons. What has happened to the Heisman Trophy? I'm not saying it's not important or significant. I'm saying, do you remember the way it was when we were growing up, where everybody would be like, oh my God, Saturday night, I got to watch the Heisman Trophy. I got to listen to it here on ESPN Radio. And I'm not saying you shouldn't watch or listen. That's not what I'm saying. On Saturday night, are you more interested in the Heisman Trophy or the NBA in-season tournament final? Probably the NBA in-season tournament final.
Yes,
you have social media where on your phone, you're going to find out the winner of it immediately. In addition, I would argue back in the day that we didn't see all the players like we do now. Like, you know, we grew up, the two of us, CeCe and I, in the Northeast for the most part. We're not seeing Washington play that much.
No.
Right? We don't know about Michael Penix the way that we do now. Mm-hmm. We may not even see LSU and Jaden Daniels. Now, thanks to the unbelievable dominance and beauty of ESPN, we get to see all the games. We're not learning new stuff on the Heisman Trophy Saturday night like we used to. It just feels a lot different than it used to for me.
Yeah, co-sign, retweet everything he said. It does feel a little anticlimactic because we all know who the presumptive Heisman winner is. It's going to be Jaden Daniels, the guy that threw for 50 touchdown passes and over 4,000 yards.
I also think we are just in a world where we are so oversaturated with content that unless it's a live game, there's not a lot of things that really command our attention. The All-Star game doesn't have the same juice that it used to. Unless it's an actual game that has implications, a lot of times we don't care in the same manner in which we used to.
Here's my counter to that. NFL draft is now on network television.
But the NFL is king. The NFL...
Well, this is still football.
And for some... Well, that is a hope vehicle for a lot of fan bases, and they don't know the outcome. To your point, we all pretty much know who the Heisman Trophy winner is.
But even if we didn't, let's just say it was a complete mystery. We had no idea who was going to win on Saturday night. I still don't think it has the same allure as it used to, because I don't think we're learning the stories of the players for the first time like we used to on Saturday night of the Heisman Trophy.
Okay, next one, guys. Let's talk a little golf. John Rahm leaving the PGA Tour for LIV Golf. Real or fake? LIV Golf Tour? It's not going anywhere.
I'm going to say fake, but for a spin of a reason. It feels like we're headed towards what has already been reported, that LIV and PGA are going to merge and become one at some point.
Yeah.
So they're not going to use the word or the name LIV whenever that merger, if it ever takes place. They're going to probably just double down on the PGA Tour because they allow it to compare it to the history and everything like that. But this John Rahm story is fascinating because he was the one that was the greatest golfer outside of Tiger and Rory historically to say, no way, I'm not doing this. I'm not taking the blood money or whatever, however they described it. And now they offer him $450, $500 million, and he's taking the money. But the other thing is it LIV or isn't it like part of the PGA? Like, this is what I'm confused about. It's not the – I would bet his reasoning in his head is it's not the same as if I was the first one to do it, like Mickelson or Koepka, where now it's part of PGA ultimately. There's kind of been some level of acceptance that it feels different. But why do they need to pay these guys to do that? I don't even understand it.
Well, they want it for the association, right, and the publicity. And there's an element of this where guys use their platforms and their social media to push out different agendas that the Saudi Arabian government might have or the LIV Golf Tour might have. So there's that aspect of it. But when it comes down to the LIV versus PGA, this is supposed to be a merger of those two entities, but that hadn't happened as
right,
of yet.
Right.
And the PGA Tour is actually fishing around trying to find other financial backing for their events. And so I think this acquisition of John Rahm into the LIV Golf fold is what the LIV Tour is using to push the PGA back into their direction in terms of consummating this proposed marriage that they're going to have. It does feel icky, Smalls. I'm with you, but it's just too much money. If you don't like it as a golf fan, don't be mad at the golfers for taking life-changing money. It's $300 million. If it was on the board for you to get it, you would take it too.
Of course they would. Everybody would take that. Yeah. Well, maybe not everybody, depending on your life circumstances.
Pretty much everybody.
The majority of people
99% of people would take that money.
But
yeah.
this situation is so convoluted to me because, yes, one by one, these star golfers are defecting. How many people have ever sat down and watched a LIV event?
That was literally going to be my next comment. I don't even know where it is, when it is. Are they going on now?
No one's like, oh, wow, there's a 54-hole LIV tournament coming up. I got to make sure I'm locked into that. No, but we're all still locked into Masters weekend. So that's why it's a complicated situation a complicated projection when you look towards the future because, yeah, all these guys are taking the money, but as a consumer, do we care about LIV?
No.
Other than which guys are taking the money or not? That's the only storyline we actually care about. We're not talking about the golf component of this with LIV.
100% agree. 100%.
Okay, last one. Real versus fake. The LeBron-Michael Jordan debate is over if LeBron wins the in-season tournament.
Stop it. Stop it.
I can't even get it out without laughing.
Oh, my gosh. That is so fake. That is so fake. I don't even know where to go with that.
Can you imagine if you're debating someone
it's
and
so
they're like,
fake.
LeBron, though,
LeBron did something that Jordan
tournament.
Did. He's got an in-season tournament win.
MJ could never.
MJ could never.
Stop using LeBron's name in the same sentence as Michael Jordan. Just saying. LeBron is the second greatest player of all time. I get it. He ain't Michael. Stop it.
Hold on. If he's the second greatest player of all time, then don't you have to mention them together?
1,000%. Arguably.
He's the second greatest.
Arguably.
Come on.
I don't think it's arguable anymore. Who's arguing against it?
Well, I said arguably, but to me, the gap between 1 and 2 is a lot greater than the gap between 2 and whoever you want to have as 3, whether it's Kareem,
Kobe.
That's
fair, but we start talking about 1 and then 2. It's Michael. It's LeBron.
Okay, see,
you're gonna mention them in the same
level.
Breath.
I can't do it.
It's okay. It's fair.
I can't do it. I can't sit here and talk Michael versus LeBron. I can't do it
because of the in-season tournament dominance that we've seen from LeBron.
Wow,
can't get past it.
Wow.
38-5, and he only played in 3 quarters.
All right,
22
CC
minutes.
Has this from
O'Reilly. Did you know 1 in 4 car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced? O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery free of charge. That's free 99, y'all. If your battery needs to be replaced, their professional parts people can help you find the best superstart battery for your vehicle and budget. Make sure your vehicle is ready for the weather ahead by getting your battery tested for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
We are Unsportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com for more information. Hello, Michelle Smallman. Evan Cohen with you. Chris Canty is at GetUp. Austin Rivers, ESPN NBA analyst, has replaced him. Boy, there's a lot we have to get into with Austin Rivers.
No, I don't like
first
this.
First of all, Austin Rivers played a decade in the NBA, right?
Yeah.
At least a decade.
Yeah.
You could play in the NBA. You could be on national television as a broadcaster. But I witnessed something yesterday. You can't work a coffee machine?
I was struggling.
What happened to you yesterday? You know, he had to bring someone else over to work the coffee machine.
My Duke education has not has not come in tenfold yet. First of all, I don't drink coffee.
So what were you getting, tea or something?
No, I was getting coffee just because I needed it, but I've probably drinking coffee twice in the last 8 months, 9 months. I don't drink it ever.
You just don't prefer it?
No, yeah, I've never really liked it, so I usually just wake up and that natural organic energy, you know what I mean?
Good but, for you.
You couldn't work the machine.
Yesterday, I couldn't figure it out. But we figured it out. We
it
got
was
it
a touch screen. There's like three people that are coming over and helping him as if they were explaining defense to James Harden. I mean, that's what it was.
Sometimes it takes a village. You know what I mean? Sometimes it takes a village. Yeah.
So, Austin, do you need a coffee this morning? Because you just shared with us that you were running a little bit late today. So today might be a coffee day, no?
Today has been a weird start to the day. I totally messed up the timing of which I was supposed to get on air. I put this ensemble that you see before you together in about 2 to 3 minutes.
Looks great.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Good
no
work.
One else.
Yeah.
No one else knows except everyone knows.
No one knows but America.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. No, I simple mess up, but no, yeah, we put this together fine. I feel good. I'm well rested.
All right, I keep saying the play-in tournament, but the in-season tournament happened last
night. Confusing.
I do want to get to one thing before we get to that from a basketball perspective. You made a ton of news yesterday. I see headline. You don't even know you made a ton of news.
No, yeah, this is not good. What's going on?
Okay. Yeah. You made a ton of news. I see the headline. Then I watch the video. I'm like, oh, I don't think he was that serious about it. Maybe you were. You were saying that you can't say anything nice about Philly because it's personal because of what they did to your dad. But you said it with a smile on your face on First Take, but everybody was running with the headline.
If someone took that the wrong way, then they're just ridiculous. Huh? I have nothing against Philly. I was being completely...
That's what I thought.
Oh, yeah. No. I have nothing against the 76ers or the Philadelphia, you know, from the whole standpoint of just their city or anything. Yeah, I don't have anything.
Yeah.
And I'm actually close with Daryl Morey, the guy who, you know, just from my time in Houston and everything like that. But no, yeah, I was trying to be funny and stick it up for my old man there. So, yeah.
And I know you've said many times you think Philly's better coach this year than last year, right? Yeah.
Much better. Well, I don't know about I never said that. But I do like Nick Nurse. I do. I love Nick Nurse. He's done a great job over there in Philly. But yeah, no, I try to make that clear. I was joking yesterday by laughing and smiling.
When everybody was
laughing and smiling, I thought that was kind of a.
Me too. Me
but
too.
But, you know, in today's world, if someone frames something a certain way, I guess it's more attractive to certain people. So
last night we see Tyrese Halliburton, unbelievable performance.
Unbelievable, man.
And then it gets chippy after the game, which I love from a standpoint of Halliburton does the Dame time thing. Then
yeah,
Dame's like,
that was
I think that's great, right? Now maybe we have a Milwaukee-Indiana rivalry out of nowhere. What do you think?
The next time they play, it'll definitely be a competitive atmosphere. I mean, for him to pull out the Dame time clock, and even when he hit the deep three earlier and was saying, I do this too. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
he was talking and really, you know, standing, you know, as Drewski says, standing on business. You know what I mean? He was doing that. And from the standpoint of just Indiana competing, I mean, Milwaukee is a championship team that everybody's put together and everybody's thought about them and, you know, high hopes and of them going and reaching the finals, competing against Boston. Every time you talk about championship aspirations in the East, it's always Boston, Milwaukee, Milwaukee, Boston. And then here comes little Indiana.
Amazing.
You know what I mean? It's really good, man. It's good to see for the city of Indianapolis and everything in basketball.
And he's one of these guys, Tyrese Halliburton. I'll never forget this. I go to the Summer League every year, and it's an amazing thing for basketball just to watch, right?
And I see Tyrese Halliburton as a veteran player walking around, and players just gravitate towards him.
Yeah.
He's one of these guys that if you told me somebody wanted to go to Indiana, which is unheard of, I'd actually believe it.
Yeah.
Because he feels like Draymond was like this. Chandler Parsons, oddly enough, like this, where guys just gravitate to them and they have an ability to recruit a little bit.
That's a hell of a list that you just put together.
Am I wrong about that list?
Tyrese Halliburton, Draymond, and Chandler Parsons. What the hell are you talking about? Okay. What's going on here?
It sounds like a punchline of a joke.
It's
right?
A recruiting list.
But yeah, those guys recruit for different reasons. So, Tyrese Halliburton recruits because he's probably a fun point guard to play with. In terms of just him being so unselfish, pushing the pace. Draymond is probably more of a motivating factor.
Keep going.
Chandler's probably a fun guy to hang around.
I let him right into that. Smalls, over to you.
I grew up with Chandler, so that's why he's from the same city as I. So he's like one of those guys that like people. You're right though. A lot of people do gravitate towards him just because his personality is just kind of one of those infectious.
Yeah.
Go lucky guys. Good guy to go out with, hang out with. You know what I mean?
Like, yes. That's, I can imagine.
Yeah, no. That's Chandler, bro.
You probably a fun time. Well, yeah. The Lakers beat the Pelicans. I think beat isn't even an appropriate word for what we
off.
Saw.
I turned that game off in the third quarter, man. That got ugly. And I was on record yesterday saying that I had New Orleans winning that game.
And you played with those guys. You know, or some of those
So
guys,
what right? happened, yeah. Austin? What happened?
I mean, you know what's crazy is I just think experience really – I mean, the way LeBron is playing right now, and it's tough because we talk about him. I know it feels like every week we say something about LeBron James. But the way he's able to perform and have a control on the game and the way he's able to will his team just through his pure example, it just seems like he comes out and sets the tone and everybody else falls in line. Torian Prince played well as well. Reeves had another good game off the bench. It just seems like they're falling in order. And the best part about this is you watch LeBron James and you could see that he wants to win this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Which is just so cool for the NBA and the in this whole in-season tournament. You know, everybody's questioned it. What is it? Do we like it? Do we understand it? And then here's like one of the greatest players of all time, arguably the greatest player, going like balls out in the first tournament, like trying to win. Now you see him in the finals.
How special is it what we're seeing from LeBron at this point in his
career? You've
never
seen it.
I just keep watching him, and I'm just like, I hope that we as a collective are appreciating this.
It's hard to in the moment. You know what I mean? We always pick things apart. That's just by habit. Yeah. You know what I mean? And we get used to things. So you just start to like not appreciate something until it's gone and taken from you. Obviously, LeBron says he's determined to give Father Time its first L. But, you know, in these next 3-4 years, you're going to see, obviously, things change and, you know, or whatever that is, and people will definitely appreciate it then, probably even more.
We know how much time and work he puts into preserving his body.
Yeah.
But can you just give us a little bit of an insight on how difficult that is at this stage in his career and the wear and tear that he's probably experienced? That, because I watch him and I'm like, I can't even imagine. He's turning, what, 39 in a couple weeks, yeah. And he's still playing at this level. What does it take for him to physically be able to do this?
A lot. The crazy thing is it takes a lot at any point in your career. Even mm-hmm. if he was like 25, what he does, just in terms of taking care of his body, nutritionist, he has a workout guy, he has a basketball workout guy, he has someone who is focused on his eating. He does everything. You've seen the reports. This guy spends around $1 million a year on his body. I don't know another athlete that's even in the realm of being close to doing something like that. I'm sure it might be a soccer player like Messi or Ronaldo or some. I don't know, but in terms of longevity, we've never seen a person, I don't even think in sports, be this dominant, besides maybe Tom in football. But just for how excruciating basketball is, going both sides of the court, I think it's even more impressive what LeBron's doing. It's the most impressive thing I've ever seen an athlete do.
Wow.
Yeah. At his age, be this good, this dominant. I've never seen it. Tell me a time where someone in year 21 – or year 20. What's it? Year 21? 21?
21.
20, 21, 22. Does it matter? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
21.
Yeah, 21. Yeah. Name a time in someone's career where you...
Brady. Brady's the only one.
That's the only other guy.
So who's more impressive, Brady or LeBron?
LeBron is the most impressive athlete I've ever seen in my life. In year 21, he's playing both sides of the ball. It's not football. You know what I mean? The quarterback's a different type of position. In basketball, he's got to run back and guard. He's got to defend. He's got to rebound. You know, there's 82 games compared to an NFL schedule. I've never seen, and again, Tom's right there. Tom's second. I have Tom is one of the most, you know, probably remarkable sports careers I've ever seen put together as well. But LeBron's first for me.
Hello, I'm Michelle Smallman. Evan Cohen with you. It's on Sportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. CC over at Get Up. Austin Rivers, NBA analyst here. While we got you, we have one more minute or so left. Your dad told a story recently about Dennis Rodman babysitting Jesus. You.
Now you see why these late nights are piling up, man. Where
the that influence.
The influence is early.
Is that true?
It is true, yeah.
Did he pay him?
I think so. I don't.
Like, what's Dennis Rodman's rate to babysit? Do we know?
Probably higher now. you know what's interesting about that is I think at the time, you know, decisions are made so innocently. You just don't even think about now looking back probably wasn't. I mean, I guess, you know, he did a good job. And Dennis has kids and has been around kids his whole life, so I guess it was, you know, an easy decision for my parents, but yeah, that was
an easy decision.
What were you guys doing? Were you coloring? Like, what was the babysitting?
I don't even remember, man. I was like 4 years old, bro. You know what I mean? Like, this is like
I loved it. We loved this story, but a news cycle comes up of Dennis Rodman babysitting Austin Rivers. Like, that was a thing for a little bit here.
I literally was watching that game, and he starts telling the story, and I was like, "Dear God."
Because you knew what was happening.
I was like, why are you spilling this? Why are you even telling this right now? Now, like, people are in my DMs like, are you okay? What did Dennis do anything to you? I was like, Dennis was great, bro. Like, I didn't have, like, Last Dance Dennis. You know what I mean? Like, I had, like, later in his career.
At some point, you probably wanted to have Last Dance Dennis.
later in his career, Spurs Dennis. Like, he was already mature. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it was cool. He did a great job. And that was a I've had a couple strange sitters. That Arnold Schwarzenegger was one as well.
What? I'm sorry, what? Yeah.
It wasn't like he came over my house to sit. My parents were at an event where he was at, and he was there with kids, and my dad and my mom went to go do something, and I think my mom had asked him, I was like, can you watch him for a little bit? We're just going to be gone for like 20, 30 minutes. You know, I don't know. I was there with him.
You just topped the Dennis Rodman story. Arnold Schwarzenegger was your babysitter for a moment as well.
I don't like saying babysitter because it was like
he
wasn't
watched you as a kid.
He was a watcher, I guess. I don't know. I'm like stretching it right now.
Is there a big three or we're only at Rodman and Schwarzenegger? Is there another one?
No, we don't. No big three.
No.
We're not putting the Celtics together. that was it. It was Rodman and Arnold. But again, me saying Arnold, I'm you know.
Okay.
I'm being generous here. Yeah.
I imagine, though, you don't want to misbehave if the Terminator's the guy watching you.
Not at all. the good news is I was so young. I guess that's not good news. I wish I did remember these things. I was like two or three with him. I was even younger. This was like when I was in New York. My dad played for the Knicks. I remember that time.
What a life that Austin Rivers has led here. Unbelievable. And yet he still can't work a coffee machine, which is amazing.
I can't work the coffee machine. I'm utterly useless in that department. I'm still taking it day by day. We're going to figure it out.
Trying to get better in all three phases.
I'm a rookie intern here at ESPN, and you know we're trying to figure this out, but I'm trying to get better for you guys.
We'll see him on Get Up and First Take, we think, if he makes it over to the other studio.
Jesus Christ, bro. I'm right here. I'm here. I'm about to walk over there right now and handle my business, man.
Along with Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen, we are on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Making predictions can be tough.
Wrong, 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 wrong.
Unless you're the chosen one.
He's the chosen one.
This is Evan Almighty.
Time for a round of Evan Almighty, along with Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Evan Cullen with you. Before I get to my predictions, yes?
I see what's happening,
and I don't like it.
About? I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm walking back from doing my segment on Get Up on Fridays, which I typically do.
Did you bring us?
As I'm walking into the studio, Austin Rivers is walking out,
yeah.
And he's dapping me up. And I was like, wait a minute, good to see you. He's like, yeah, thanks for holding it down. I'm like, wait a minute. You held it down for me while I was on Get Up. That's not typically what happens on a Friday.
Right.
So this is the second consecutive day that he's in studio with Unsportsmanlike, this time with me somewhere else. And I'm wondering, is this a Wally Pipp situation? Okay. I don't like it. I'm going to voice my displeasure for it. It's not as if I'm not available.
Don't look at the two of us.
I just had to do my segment for Get Up. For Get Up, which I do every single Friday.
Yeah.
Well, listen, when Mike Greenberg or Stephen A. Smith ask you to do something,
you do it.
Yeah. It's not really like it's an option.
You don't say no.
It's not on the board to say no. So
say
you
no
have
no
to do it.
Either.
Exactly. So I'm in there doing that on a Friday. And then I come back to my surprise, and Austin Rivers is, you know, getting out of my chair and walking out of our studio.
I
don't like it.
He was great.
He was great.
But that's what I'm saying.
Was
like,
really
great. Are you trying to do an athlete swap right now?
No. So, well, Canty, it was either Austin Rivers or Tannenbaum, and I chose Austin Rivers.
How's it going to be Tannenbaum when he's
on
set with me?
Why are you throwing my tea under the
bus
now?
Well, they offered our friends at Get Up said, hey, would you like someone? And normally I'm just like, no, we're good. You know, we'll do what we need to.
So it's your fault. You called the damn code red.
Yes.
You decided that, you know what? I want to have another athlete on the show. Canty's been slacking the last couple of days.
Let me send a message to him. First of all, I gave you praise earlier today, so that should be enough.
Yeah, what? That's rare.
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
You were out of the studio. I was with Austin.
Wow. Y'all working out the details with the contract?
I even asked
to replace Canty.
I even asked him about Chandler Parsons. So you know where I'm going on this one.
Wow.
I'll tell you what. He sat right in your chair and told us an amazing story about Arnold Schwarzenegger being his babysitter.
See, he's even got better stories than me. This guy. That's what y'all are trying to do.
I did ask him if he thought the Sixers were better coaches.
We're 3 months in and you're already trying to replace me? What the hell is going on? You're already trying to get rid of me.
I did it. I asked him if the Sixers are better coached. He was very good. Hopefully he'll be on Get Up.
He said what LeBron is doing right now is the most impressive thing he's ever seen from an athlete.
Wow, he's even coming in with hot takes.
That's what I'm saying.
More than Brady.
Fun stories, hot takes.
I don't like it one bit. I don't like it one bit. And I'm going to let my displeasure be known with the powers that be. Although I don't think it's going to do much.
Well, Nuno's the powers that be. He hears you.
Okay.
Right, Nuno?
But he doesn't care. He's the one that decided to get Austin Rivers on. He's not on my side.
Time now for a little Evan Almighty. Here we go. I'm going to give you four quick predictions. Sure to be wrong. Here we go. Number one, whatever the over-under number is for yards and touchdowns, Zach Wilson over. One game only. It's a one-day sale with Zach Wilson. He will be good this weekend and hit the overs for the Jets.
I think you're out of your mind.
Okay.
I understand your rationale behind it. If he's ever going to ball out, now is the time. After all of the drama that happened this week, he needs to prove that he wants to be there.
That's right.
I don't know if he can
do it. But hold on, though. You do realize he's going up against the Houston Texans,
I'm
right?
I'm aware.
A defense that got three picks off of Russell Wilson, two of which are in the fourth quarter, and this guy doesn't throw picks.
I think
Russell Wilson had four interceptions going into Week 13. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't know.
One day only.
He did play really well against the Chiefs. Let's not forget in that defense.
All right, next one.
How long ago was that?
It was a while ago.
You think that was a wild prediction.
A while ago.
Coming up on Sunday, the Carolina Panthers will upset the New Orleans Saints.
And how did you come to that conclusion?
I don't know. I feel like it's one game. Derek Carr is probably going to be out. Jameis will throw picks.
Oh, you know what it is? The Hunger Games. They're all fighting to survive.
Yes, that's right.
But they missed their interim head coach bump already. They lost to the Tampa Bay Bucks last week. Why would we
Maybe
think it's going to get any
Maybe
better?
It's a delayed bump.
I guess, Carolina okay. over New Orleans.
Trick or treat Jameis, though. There's no game he can't throw you out of.
Exactly right. He's going to go Josh Allen on him.
That's going to be a brutal game to watch.
Next one.
Brutal game to watch.
Sunday, with the injury against one of the best defenses in the league, will be the signature game
of Trevor Lawrence's NFL career in the regular season. He'll have a great game against the Browns. Gut it out, and we will be praising him on Monday. Signature game of Trevor Lawrence's regular season career so far. That one's a little less crazy, right?
Well, I don't know. That defense, Miles Garrett and that defense coming after him, he's on an ankle injury. If he has an amazing performance versus that defense and he guts that out, yeah, I could see it.
I don't know about that one. That one I'm kind of on the fence on. I don't know. Okay. I guess I can buy into it because like the injury element adds a layer to it.
Yes.
That we wouldn't expect. So, yeah.
Game kind of mentality.
I guess I can go along with that. I don't know, man. He played so well down the stretch. Remember, Jacksonville last year started, what, 4-8? And then they went on this hot streak. They ended up going 9-8 and getting into the playoffs. I don't know, man.
But we love an overcoming of something. And if he's overcoming an injury, that's something that's memorable.
All right, last one. A streak has to continue this weekend. Make it 9 in a row for Josh Allen. The interception streak continues against the Kansas City Chiefs. That one you have to agree with. Come on now.
I don't know if I do, actually.
Where's Austin Rivers? Does he agree?
Here we go. I can't disagree with one of Evan Almighty's takes. But no, here's the thing, man. That Chiefs defense got lit up by Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers last week. I mean, they haven't looked like the same Chiefs defense for the last couple of weeks now, and I'm starting to wonder whether or not this is more of a trend rather than an aberration or an outlier. And let's face it, like this is a circle the wagons moment for the Buffalo Bills. Like Chris Berman always says, nobody circles the wagon like the Buffalo Bills. Like with their head coach under siege for questionable comments. Not even questionable, absurd comments.
Terrible.
Like, I mean, in every all of this function that's seemingly going on around the franchise, it feels like one of those times where Josh Allen could have a signature moment, exercising of the demon, so to speak, based on how things ended a couple of years ago in that divisional round loss to the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead. This feels like a spot where Josh Allen's going to play really, really well.
Co-sign with all of that. I think we're going to see an invigorated Josh Allen, but I think that comes with an interception.
Right. So the streaky, you can pick them to win. And the streak continues.
And you can pick him to play really well, but to have a pick.
Right.
Right.
Because he always does that. Coming up, a team that really does not need to talk, for whatever reason, is talking. And they're talking about a player that never talks. Why? Why? Brian Windhorst, why? We will find out coming up. It's Unsportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.